been a church in our tradition on this site for 350 years, and we think that is something to celebrate. And therefore we say these sentences. We are Kingston United Reformed Church. We celebrate our diversity of worship and our freedom of relationship with the Spirit. With the whole Christian Church, we will follow Jesus. We will serve Him in our community and in our daily lives in the strength of the Holy Spirit. And this is the day when we celebrate the arrival of the Holy Spirit. God declares, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. All hopes, visions, and your young people will dream dreams. Then everyone will call on the name of the Lord and be saved. We join to sing, Come Down, O Love Divine. And has evolved and engineered with loving tenderness. transcendence by its bigness. Come, Holy Spirit, wake us up. Holy Spirit, blow through this building, enter our worship, and rest on each one of us. Holy Spirit of God, we confess that we have at times hidden away behind locked doors, like the disciples did, in the traditions and conventions of our churches. Free us from the fear that keeps faith within. Forgive us when we have withdrawn, when we should have spoken out, when we should have communicated honestly with others. Forgive us from the fear and set us free, for it keeps good news from those who need it. Forgive us when we have hidden behind respectability, preferred the company of those we like to keep, the lifestyle that we like to lead, the message that we are comfortable with. Free us from the fear that keeps strangers away. We confess, O God, that we have not sometimes been aware of your vision and been our part in bringing that to reality and dreaming your dream. Free us, God, from all that would hold us back. We offer this prayer for the sake of your gospel. In the power of your Spirit and in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Light, and how does that work for me? And you can think about it at different times. And that aspect of God who is in us as the Spirit is that bit of God that we're going to celebrate today. And we're going to sing about this Spirit. This is a picture of what God can do, even to the most unlikely of people and in the most unlikely of places. And it is a picture given to the prophet Ezekiel, and Tony Wendell will read this passage to us.
Follow if it's
coming of the Holy Spirit. On this day, usually, we read the story in Acts. And it's the reading in the whole year that everybody fights not to read. Because it's when Peter's preaching to people and they're from all over the world and there's all these complicated words. But in the other Gospels, particularly in the Gospel according to John, the Holy Spirit comes in a different way. The passage that Janine is going to read to us now is what the Holy Spirit is and how it works in relationship with the Son, the Father, the Spirit. And Janine Goddard will read this passage.
I want to read this
just one verse from later on in the Gospel according to John chapter 20, verse 22, and it's this. Then Jesus breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Place of bones, dry.
thinking about starting a through the week evening service. Tick. Tick. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that God has provided us with the resource to do that which we believed was the right thing, not for our sake, but for the people of Kingston, who would hear the good news on a Monday night, and that the contact centre would happen. You know, these things are on the way, and God is good.
About how his disciples are better off because he is leaving
and the Helper will come. It's hard to believe because we all want Jesus hanging around. But somebody in flesh is contained in one place in the way that somebody in spirit is not. So then the disciples, having encountered the risen Jesus and been empowered by the Holy Spirit, their life is never the same again. And the life that is, well, they'll never be secure again, will they? They're never safe in their beds again. They're saying something very radical against the powerful. And to keep them going, how does that happen? Well, it must be about the power of the Spirit. So let us celebrate and let us be glad to be part of the fizz of the Spirit, the bubbles of the Spirit, not the dry, joyless place of rules and confinement. Let the bubbles of the Holy Spirit explode among us. Let the popping corks be heard. Let the laughter rise and let the joyful surprise of all that can be done somehow, when we didn't know it could be. Let us be still and then we will pray. Come, Holy Spirit, blow away our fear. Come, Holy Spirit, burn our small ideas about you. Jesus, we pray. Amen. We join to sing, "Oh, breath of life." range of requests for prayer, and some of them, well, people have asked us to pray, and we've asked us to pray for things that we don't pray for, but you know what, I'm just going to tell you all this. You and me in your life, you can work it out between us, okay? And the other thing to say is, I don't know whether you noticed, I know, you know, we pray for peace in Afghanistan, but I think it was another one of Kevin's soldiers that was killed overnight. Kevin Jones is a chaplain, he's a member of this church, and he's serving in Afghanistan with the Welsh Guards, and I think it was another one of the Welsh Guards has been killed. It doesn't matter, I know it doesn't matter what, you know, who's responsible for something in the area. So I will read these out, and then we'll join together to pray for that which comes from. So let us pray. Requests from the pilots, a whole range of them, the young people. My nan, who is ill, my granddad, who has cancer, my dead granddad, all of my grandparents. Tom Brown, my uncle, who has early stage bowel cancer and is having an operation. Pray for youth workers, where the numbers everywhere are small, and churches have unreasonable expectations. Pray for Jacob and Sally and Chris. Come, Holy Spirit, and strengthen them in their work among us. Pray for all those who serve as chaplains in the forces, and we particularly pray for Kevin. For his wife Helen, and for all those who are away from their partners. We hold up before you, O God, those who on this day will die. those who at this time are feeling that they are at the end of their tether and cannot take any more. Pray that they would find somebody to talk to. And we particularly ask that you would bless those involved in listening ministry in this building. And we pray for the Samaritans. Pray, O God, for your healing, for those for whom we have a concern. And we pray for ourselves. Come, Holy Spirit, renew your creation. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Wind, fire, spirit, lavish display, lavish gift, pouring out and in, filling each one. Teach us how to receive. Teach us how to give. Wind, fire, spirit, come again without measure. Increase in us. Work through us. Through these gifts of money and the lives that we have, come. Amen. Rosemary's Choice, you shall go out with joy. Barbara's given me a suggestion, nobody else has, so. You shall go with joy, join to sing.
Amen. grace and the power and the radiance of the Spirit shine in us and live through us this week and forevermore. And all God's people say.